it's really hard to see any noticeable impact on consumer food prices from the expansion of the ethanol sector. And part of that is explained by the fact that corn and other ag commodities make up such a small piece of the consumer's spending on food. When you go into a grocery store and spend $100 on groceries, you know, there's only $17 or $18 is going to cover the value of the farm products in those groceries. Everything else, the other 80% plus, is paying for labor costs and transportation and packaging and advertising and energy and all those other supply chain related costs. And USDA has always done, I think, a phenomenal job of documenting the different contributors to retail food pricing, and that certainly is key to this analysis.